this story does not have a happy ending. The last time I saw the patient, she was telling two nurses in hazmat suits that she had recently returned from Africa.
I started kind of feeling a little bit gross, and it's just considerably gotten worse and worse.
The next step Providence would have taken, according to its marketing and communications specialist, Carly Franz, is to transport the patient off-island. But the patient did not make it that far. Franz says the exercise organizers threw in a plot twist, which is that the character died at the hospital.
That actually kind of gave us a really great educational experience, because one of the really important things in dealing with infectious disease, especially Ebola, is what you are to do with the remains.
She says Providence had to order a body bag from Anchorage.
Because unfortunately, you know, we don't want any contamination and fluids to infect or contaminate other surfaces or people. So yeah, it's a very special body bag.
The next recommended step was cremation. But the tale doesn't end there. It continues on with five members of the patient's simulated family.
And they had been in our waiting room looking for information and waiting for updates. When we delivered the news that their loved one was deceased, we immediately screened all of these individuals because they could too have been exposed.
Franz says staff isolated them separately to prevent any further risk of infection. The patient's sister, who had been at a high risk, became their next patient. Franz says after the sister's checkup, they medevaced her to Anchorage in an isopod.
It's like a capsule. I think that's probably the best analogy, where the person is completely encapsulated, which prevents infection from spreading. So this type of technology was actually used in the real Ebola events.
From Anchorage, Franz says the patient was transported to Providence Sacred Heart Medical Center in Spokane, Washington. She says the next step for the Alaska Department of Health and Social Services is to figure out what worked, what didn't, and to apply that to other hospitals in the state. I'm Kayla DeRoche.